Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience joining us at 106liveradio.com, as well as us tuning in online, of course, through our friends in Mississippi at wyadonline.com or on the radio dial at 94.1 FM. We're glad you all could join us once again. Really excited to welcome back two great authors to our program. I got a chance to be introduced to them last year, and they really are great in their own rights as individuals, but also when they come together to do great work as well. Their newest book together is called The Cliff House Hunting. I'm talking about Tamara Thorne and Alistair Cross. We're going to talk to them not only about what it's been like for them to see the response to the new book, but also what it's been like for them to be able to have their own literary identities, but then also to be able to come together and to support each other as well. Tamara, Alistair, hello to you, and welcome back to the show.
Hi, Cyrus. Thank you.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. Glad to have you all back. I was saying to you all before we went live here that, you know, it's like being reunited. You know, we had such a great conversation last year. It was during a difficult time. The passing of my grandmother, it just happened. So the timing was a little different personally, but it was a great conversation with you guys, and looking forward to another one today. Tamara, I want to start with you because, I mean, the great thing about staying connected with you all through social media is that you all have definitely been able to not only showcase your own individual gifts, but also to be able to create some great things together. What has that been like for you to see the way that people have been responding to your work?
Oh, it's wonderful, especially now with our new collaboration out. It's just fantastic. It's selling very well, and we're getting lots of positive feedback. It feels really good to be able to collaborate like we are.
Exactly. And as Tamara mentioned, Alistair, the book is already an Amazon bestseller. I mean, what has it been like for you to see the way that people are responding, not only to The Cliff House Hunting, but also to the work that you all have been able to do together?
Well, it's pretty fantastic because I have been a fan of Tamara's, as I've said, you know, many times before, you know, for many, many years. And so for me, it's a dream come true.
Yeah. This is one of those books, I think, though, that people really want to take their time with, Tamara, because of the fact that, I mean, you're able to kind of create these layers, and the place itself is as much a character as anything else. I mean, is that part of the fun for you to be able to have this opportunity to collaborate, but also to be able to tell a story that, you know, that you're proud of?
Oh, yes. World building is big with both of us. We both consider location to be a character. And, you know, all the characters, we build, and it's a lot of fun. And then it all starts to come together, and the characters are alive, so they tell us things to do we haven't thought of. I love it.
Alistair, for you, I mean, is that also part of the pleasure that you're able to, you know, even as Tamara said and I mentioned, you're able to kind of create this character that is a place, but also to be able to show us, I mean, these different layers of individuals within the story?
Yeah, it's really cool. Most of Tamara Thorne's solo books take place in California, and we thought, you know, let's do it in the same place, and let's create this, you know, let's keep building on this universe that she created, you know, years ago, and we decided to put it, you know, in there as well, and some of the other works that we have in the wings that we haven't started yet, we plan to put in there too. So it's just like we're kind of merging this, you know, together to kind of create this whole new universe. It's fantastic.
Right. You know, Tamara, unfortunately, and we alluded to this last year when you were on the program, unfortunately, you know, support is not always there for individuals within, you know, the same profession. You know, unfortunately, it seeps into the creative community as well. But you all have been able to create something that I think not only works, but shows people that you can not only do something great in your own right, but also, of course, be able to, you know, work with someone to create something great too. You know, has that been one of the side benefits of working with Alistair? Alistair, we'll talk about you for a moment like you're not here. But has that been, you know, one of the side benefits of working with Alistair, Tamara, that you've been able to show people that, you know what, not only can you do what you love, but you can share what you love with someone and still succeed?
Yes, I never expected that to happen. You know, neither of us ever expected to collaborate. And it was just meant to be. We mesh. We don't know what one. We write in the cloud, so we're both in the same file at the same time, and we generally don't know who thought of what or who wrote what. That's how similar we are, and that makes it really special for us. It makes it like there's two brains just meshed together. That sounds goofy, but it's true.
Right, right. Okay, Tamara, we're going to talk about you like you're not here for a moment. And so, Alistair, for you, I mean, you know, I know it has to be fascinating. I was speaking to a musical duo on this program recently, and we were talking about how they were able to have their own careers and then to come together to create, you know, a group up to a duo. And they were talking about the dance, you know, how it literally was a dance for them to do it. Is that what it's kind of been like for you, a lyrical dance, to be able to do what Tamara mentioned, to be able to create something, and at the end of the day, not knowing who came up with what, because it all flowed together so well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that's actually a really effective analogy. It is, and you like it is with a dance, you have to kind of be aware of what your partner's doing, and, you know, over time, you start to kind of be able to predict a little bit of where they're going, and you know, I'll watch her write for a minute, and I'll know, you know, I think she's going to go this way, and, you know, she usually does, and we think a lot alike in that way. We, you know, very similar sensibilities. But, yeah, it's a lot like that.
Yeah. And I think that is one of the reasons why you all have been so successful at it. For those who are just tuning in, he's on the Radio Dialer Online. You're listening to Conversations Live. Excited to welcome back to our program Tamara Thorne and Alistair Cross. They're authors that have definitely been able to do great work in their own right, but they've been able to come together to create some great things as well, including the new bestseller, The Cliff House Haunting, that's available through our friends at Amazon.com. You know, Tamara, you know, having a bestseller is something that's not new to you. I mean, you are an author that is known for being able to create something great. But does it feel extra special for you because it is something that not only you've been able to enjoy yourself, but also work with Alistair on it and to be able to know that you all were proud of the work even before it was released?
Yes, and it's – my brain just fried out. it's great. I told Alistair this would happen. It's great, and it's better. Honestly, I enjoy writing more with him than solo. Mm-hmm. These days, it's nice to have somebody there, you know, that thinks like you do and can guess what you're going to say and brainstorm with so perfectly. And so, yeah, I love it.
Yeah. What a great compliment, Alistair, I mean, for her to say that. I mean, right. how does that feel to have someone like Tamara, who you were, you know, just were talking about yourself at the beginning of the conversation, you know, how much you respected her. What is it like for having someone that you respect so much say that about you?
You know, it's surreal. It really is. I mean, she you know, she's complimented my writing before, and it even now after all this time, it's still just like wow. Because I think I discovered her books when I was about 19 or 20, I think, and this is one of the people who made me want to do what I'm doing now. And so to hear her say, you know, that she loves writing with me, that something I did was well done, I still get like a little thrill of, you know, I'm very lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think, you know, and I think readers are then the beneficiary because of it, because of the chemistry. You know, I've been referencing The Cliff House Haunting. That is not the only release you all have done. You all have been really busy, and I know there's more to come. I mean, another thing that I have not read, I have to say for full disclosure, have not read The Ghost of Ravencrest, book 6, that also came out this year. I mean, you know, one of the ways you all have been able to share your work so quickly is because of the internet. Of course, Amazon, which is one of our advertisers here at Conversations Live, I have to say that. You know, they have made it so easy for people to be able to share their work. You know, Tamara, do you think that, Alistair, you have definitely been able to utilize that gift that is Amazon to be able to share work when you want to be able to share it?
Truly, it's wonderful. And like The Ghost of Ravencrest is a serial novel, so we bring one out every 6 weeks approximately. And we've built name recognition with that. And we love doing it. It's so much fun. I grew up watching Dark Shadows, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
Well, we both love the gothics, and also we just, oh, it's great. And we can put it out as soon as it's ready. And, you know, we've learned technical things and all that stuff. So we're keeping our brains active, too. Besides,
yeah.
Well, writing's enough.
Yeah.
My brain hurts.
Right. Alistair, to pick up on that point that Tamara just said, I mean, you know, the internet is something I even mentioned to you before, you know, I went live here, you know, because for one thing, I'm a big nerd myself. So I tend to notice things that most people probably wouldn't pay any attention to. But I'm so used to, you know, tagging you guys individually. But now I was like, I said to you all before we went live, you all have one of the things that's new this time around is that you guys actually have a, you know, a joint, you know, Twitter handle together at Thorn Cross is where people can stay connected with you. And you guys referenced something great you all are doing with radio yourself. We're going to talk about, but I mean, what has that been like for you, Alistair, to be able to have this platform where you can not only publish quickly but also share quickly with your fans?
It's been amazing. I didn't expect, you know, I never thought much you know, about radio or anything like that. We did an interview. We got to know the host, who is also the producer. She asked us if we would be interested in doing like a horror themed radio show, and it's been great because I've been able to meet amazing people. I mean, true legends, people that I grew up reading. It's been fantastic, and it does, you know, help us, you know, reach farther and get more out there. It's been really, really good for us personally, because I'm kind of shy, and so it's hard for me to you know, do things like this. And professionally, because I'm meeting some amazing people, and it's, you know, it's helping us reach, you know, further than we could before.
Right. What about for you, Tamara? I mean, you were always, it seems like, open to trying new things. Was radio, did it seem like the next step, or were you also not really looking for the opportunity, but were grateful for the opportunity?
Grateful for it. I wasn't expecting it. I've done radio before. I co-hosted a paranormal show over in Mississippi, in fact, and on the internet for a couple of years before. So I was used to it. And when we were offered it, it was like, yeah, you know, it's fun. I really enjoy it. Well, you know that. You do it a lot more than we do.
Well, you know, it's one of those things I was telling a guest recently. You know, I still will be turning 12 this summer, and I still get nervous with every show. So, I mean, I think it's one of those things, but I think that's a good thing because it means I'm not too big-headed yet. So I definitely know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It definitely does that. And I think, you know, just the joy of, and I totally can mirror what Alistair says. I mean, it's such an honor for me to be able to, you know, have conversations with individuals like yourself, you know, people who I grew up reading as well. I mean, it's such a great thing. And then to be able to motivate someone. And that's a great segue to the next thing I want to talk to you guys about. And Alistair, I'll start with you. I mean, this, you guys are in a business, and I was saying this recently on the show. You're in a business that is not easy. Well, no business is really easy, I think. All of it requires work. But you all at least show that it's possible, that with the hard work, with the perseverance, with the dedication, that it is possible. What is that like for you, Alistair, as you alluded to, what people who you've been able to look up to, what is it like for you to know now that you're one of those people that individuals can look up to as to what's possible?
Well, first of all, I like that you know, called it a business, you know, because it is. It's art, yes, and it's fun, yes, but it is first and foremost a business, and you have to run it like a business. That means that you come to work every day on time. That means that you market yourself. You do things that you're not necessarily comfortable with, or you know, that you don't necessarily feel like doing, but, you know, you have to have more than just a flair for writing books. If you know, it's great if you can write good books, but it doesn't really mean anything if people can't find them. So you have to treat it like a business, because it is. As for the second part, I don't, you know, feeling like, you know, I'm one of these people. I'm honored to get to run with the big boys. I feel really blessed. You know, that you know, I don't think that my career would be what it is right now if I hadn't met Tamara, if I hadn't got the radio show, if we hadn't. I mean, there's just a series of things that have really given me, you know, big boosts along the way, and that has helped a lot. It's, you know, it's a lot of hard work, but I believe, and I'm certain that the harder you work, the luckier you get. You put the work in, keep pushing, you keep putting yourself out there, and an amazing thing happens. People start seeing you. They help you. They open doors for you. And I think this happens for everybody. I think that it's just some sort of cosmic law that the harder you work, the luckier you get, period.
Right. Right. I think that is a great thing, and I think that's a tweetable thing, too, so I have to tweet that, too, Alistair, so thank you so much for saying that, for sure. You know, I think it is definitely something that's also motivating. Tamara, I mean, one of the things I have to say about you, and I went back and listened to our previous conversation, and I did not mention this before, but you are an individual that has been able to enjoy a longevity that not everybody has been able to have. Do you think part of the key is that you do keep it exciting, you keep it fresh, and you keep it fun for yourself, that this is, even though it is a business, that you keep it fun and you make sure that you're having fun?
It has to be. I've been offered things that I don't want to do, and I turn them down because even though they'd make more money than I do writing what I love, I wouldn't enjoy it, and it would show. And I think it's very important to love what you do and follow your nose and network, and Alistair does certain things. He does a lot of PR, and I do a lot of technical stuff, and, you know, all that stuff, and you have to do it all. I don't know how a single person does it alone, honestly.
I think that is the thing. And I think, you know, for all of us, I think it really shows us all why it is so important to be able to have, you know, have that team. You know, I want to talk about, you know, the what next question, because readers, we are very greedy people, as you probably are as readers yourself, guys. I mean, when you read something you like, you normally have two things that you say. I normally I do. One, wow, that was good. The second thing is, when's the next thing coming out? So, Alistair, do you feel any pressure along the journey to keep doing something well, especially after something's been received well?
Oh, my God, yes. Yes, it's right now, you know, we have another collaboration that is in the finishing touches. It needs a lot of rewrites. We started this before the Cliff House haunting and actually ended up kind of putting it on hold because we got so excited about the Cliff House haunting. And that one's called Grandma's Rack, and it's still in the wings, still being worked on. At the same time, I'm coming along on a solo novel because it's just time that I did that. And the two of them are kind of racing, you know, for the, you know, for the win. And I'm not sure which one's going to come out first, but the pressure is definitely there, not only to keep producing, but to produce well. You can't. That's just a rule. You cannot release bad books. You cannot write bad books. They have to be quality. They have to be strong. Otherwise, I'm not going to put them out.
Wow. Tamara, do you think that also is it for you, that it's not about trying to push, but really about trying to perfect, to be the best that you can be?
Yes, I think so. And one big rule I live by that Chelsea Quinn Yarbrough taught me was you are your only competition. So we don't think past ourselves. We don't read reviews or anything like that. We just write. And we try to be the best we can, and we both hate editing, and it goes, you know, the editing takes almost as long as it does to write the book, because we write very quickly. But, yeah, you have to be good. You have to show the love in order to be well-received.
Right. Wow. Wow, you know what? I'm not even going to talk about not reading the reviews, because I think that would drive me crazy not to, I think. To hear people, especially people like me who refer to the reviews, to have some, you know, I mean, you know, to, and not, and then, you know, then to be tempted to do it and not, yeah, I'm not even going to get going. But, you know,
we
I
love
guess.
Reviews.
Yeah, you know, okay. I guess it's one of those things, you know, it is interesting, though, for me. I think that does keep the focus where it needs to be, though, so I can understand that. I mean, because you really, even though you want other people to enjoy, I remember reading Martha Stewart said that, you know, everything she creates not for anybody else but herself.
Uh-huh.
And it just so happens that people enjoy it. But at the end of the day, she does things that she likes to do. So I think that definitely maybe keeps the focus where it should be. I think all of us can benefit from that for sure. So, you know, as far as the radio show, I do want to get into that. And, you know, you alluded to it, Alistair, for sure. But tell us the name of the program, you know, how our listeners can be able to catch it, and a little bit about what they can expect on it.
It's called Thorn and Cross Haunted Nights Live. They can find it on Twitter. That's actually the Twitter account, the at Thorn Cross.
Okay.
Also, we're on Facebook, and it's every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's an hour long, and we talk to horror authors, we talk to paranormal investigators, we talk to psychics, we talk to anybody who, you know, knows anything about, you know, the mysteries of life or the darker side, or, you know, we just, that's what interests us, and we have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah. Well, has to be, and what a great thing for great people as well. So real excited to be able to share that with our listeners here. Again, everyone, I've been speaking with Alistair Cross as well as Tamara Thorne, talking with them not only about the literary journey they've been able to enjoy, but also what it's been like for them to see the response to it, and of course to be able to do work that they love, that of course other people are benefiting from as well. They have a lot of great books that are out there. Of course, I spend a lot of time talking about The Cliff House Haunting, which is in itself, I think, you know, an amazing read so far. I'm not finished yet. Looking forward to writing my review on Amazon.com when I finish, guys. But it is available right now on Amazon for sure, even though you won't read my review. It's okay. Yeah, but I'll still write it.
Oh, we'll look.
But, and then also, as we mentioned here, the Ravencrest series, of course, The Ghost of Ravencrest, that series is also available, the newest book in the series, book 6. Haven't read that either. That is on my to-do list, too. But it also is available as well as the other books in the series as well. Tamara, where's the best place for our listeners to go to stay connected with you?
Facebook, my website is tamarathorne.com, Thorne with an E, and I'm on Facebook. Tamara Thorne again. Twitter is Tamara Thorne. Everything's Tamara Thorne.
You made it very easy for simple people like myself. I appreciate that. And Alistair, what about for you? How can our listeners stay connected with you?
Same thing. AlistairCross.com. AlistairCross.com. I have everything there. I have Twitter, Facebook, blog. I'm even on Pinterest.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot that.
All right, so make sure you all are definitely staying connected with the two of them. Alistair, Tamara, thank you all so much again for the time. Enjoyed the conversation, and looking forward to the next one with you guys.
Thanks.
Yes, thank you for having us on again.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. It always is a great time with the two of you. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great hour, for those joining us on the radio side, another great segment for those joining us online. Now, if you came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, the link is available on our social media pages, and we tagged mostly all of their handles, I think, on Facebook and Twitter. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find on the left-hand side of your screen. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.